Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Sunday, the 6th of August 2023 is Office of Fair Trading v. Abbey National PLC. Office of Fair Trading v. Abbey National PLC and Others, 2009, UKSC 6 is a judicial decision of the United Kingdom Supreme Court relating to bank charges in the United Kingdom, with reference to the situation where a bank account holder goes into unplanned overdraft. When a bank customer uses an unplanned overdraft and then makes a payment request, whether by a standing order, direct debit or using an ATM or debit card, banks generally make the payment as requested, and then charge fees, which may include paid item charges and unauthorized overdraft fees, which accrue on a daily basis whilst the unauthorized overdraft continues. The Office of Fair Trading, OFT, acting on behalf of consumers, challenged these fees under the Unfair Terms in Consumer Contracts Regulations 1999, UCR, which implements European Union Unfair Contract Terms Directive. OFT claimed the sizable fees charged were not a fair reflection of the bank's costs but were instead a penalty upon the consumer or bank account holder, hence unlawful. If these fees were confirmed to be a penalty for breach of contract, then under UK law the amount that could be charged would be limited to reflect the actual, and considerably lower, costs which were incurred by the bank. The High Court held that although the charges were not penal, they fell within the remit of the legislation and hence their fairness could be assessed by the OFT. The Court of Appeal agreed and held unanimously and emphatically that the charges could be assessed for fairness. But the UK Supreme Court reversed this decision, holding that the charges could not be assessed for fairness by the OFT, or the courts. They held that UCR 1999 R62, as the United Kingdom chose to implement the European directive, precluded any assessment of the core terms of a contract, and because overdraft fees related to a bank's remuneration, the fees charged to consumers could not be challenged. Baroness Hale asserted that while the court had no power to do anything, Parliament could have chosen to construe the directive more broadly, and it would be up to the legislature to decide differently. The Supreme Court denied any reference to the European Court of Justice, throughout 234 TEC, so bringing to an end the litigation. The regulations could be challenged as failing to implement the directive through a separate case, but since any decision by the ECJ would be prospective, only the government, and not the banks, would have to pay any compensation. This may be unlikely to succeed, since the directive gives discretion to member states to regulate all terms or non-core terms. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:12 UTC on Sunday, the 6th of August 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Office of Fair Trading v. Abbey National PLC. This podcast is produced by Arbels May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Arbels May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole Standard. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.